It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Bombs by the Blueberry Store. Miss Hillary Fisher, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Shelley Hartman, good morning to you.
Yes, it is a good morning.
It's always a good morning when we end up with our eyes open.
Yes.
Yes. So, well, I hope all is well. I hope we're going to have a beautiful Saturday today. Not really quite knowing just yet how that's going to go, but... What you guys got going on? I know that you want to have good weather.
Yeah,
for the good day for the U-Pick, right?
Yeah, I'm always praying for good weather. You know, it's interesting how we had when we weren't producing blueberries or picking. I should say, wait, let me back it up. When we were just producing the blueberries, needing the water, we didn't get any. Now that we're trying to harvest the blueberries, it seems like we're always picking in between raindrops.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we like the water, but still it's like, oh boy. So we're always grateful. I'm probably the weirdest person when it comes to weather. Like, I you know, like cold weather. I like, you know, just the opposite of mostly what everybody else likes. But it isn't my personal preference. It's a blueberry preference.
Okay. Yeah, you guys don't. I mean, you can't pick when they're wet, right?
No, cannot pick when they're wet.
And well, I know we've talked about this before, but we might have some new listeners. Why can't you pick while they're wet?
Well, a couple of things. If you pick while they're wet, they're getting a lot of moisture in them, so they're bigger, you know, and they have more water in them. So when you pick them, and if you pull that stem off, you leave a little scar, then it'll bleed more, or they could pop. You know, like if you're aggressive with them and they look like they blew up like a little piece of popcorn. Mm-hmm. So it's for quality reasons.
Okay. So what do you have going on, Hillary?
Well, today at the U-Pick, we actually have Hamster flowers until they're sold out. She's bringing 20 bouquets and they retail for $15 each and they're homegrown. That's one thing at the UP.
Yeah, they're beautiful too. Like, I mean, they are homegrown. She has set this up in her home operations, a farm of flowers. And she, not only is she going to be selling them there as a pop-up flower boutique.
Right.
She also does...
a South Haven delivery.
South Haven delivery. You can do a membership and they're absolutely gorgeous.
I'm actually get to be the taxi for that today.
Yes.
Ooh, the
awesome.
Taxi.
Yes.
That's an official job.
Yeah, a flower taxi person.
A flower taxi person.
Yeah, and then you have signs for your door, right?
Yes. Yep.
Magnetic signs.
Yep.
Oh,
nice.
Very official.
Nice.
Yeah,
so, I like
well,
it.
That ought
hey,
to be, that
you
ought
know,
to be fun
when we pull in the driveway,
today.
They know what they're getting.
Yeah.
Well, and I think two out of the U-Pick, the ice cream is going like,
oh my gosh.
Woo,
hot. Yeah.
It's a hot commodity.
Well, if you don't want to wait in the line at Sherman's, I mean, just head out there.
Yeah, it's so good.
Every time I go by Sherman's, all I can think of is you people got to be the stupidest people I've ever met. It's like waiting for a roller coaster. I'm going to wait an hour to get me some ice cream.
I can tell you, you can get a nice full scoop of ice cream at the U-Pick for $6.
Yeah.
For $6. Okay.
Yeah. For $6.
A big one.
A big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have baby cones out there. They have.
Since this is radio, how big is big? Is it like a baseball size?
Bigger than your fist, smaller than a softball.
Some people have some puny fists.
How about bigger
than
your fist, smaller than a softball?
All right, smaller. We'll just say a little smaller than a softball.
Well, let's put it this way. Most people, it takes them.
That's a big ball.
Yeah.
Said smaller.
A little smaller.
Smaller of.
Smaller.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the old-fashioned way. They're hand-dipping it right while you're there. So.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, if they have, and we have a lot of really good varieties, of course, you're...
Oh, actually, we have cherries.
Yeah.
We actually started bringing in sweet cherries out there. We actually started bringing in some different fruits. So when we are sold out of the cherries and that season's finished, we're going to start in with peaches.
Peaches. Yeah.
Yeah. Going to eat me a lot of peaches.
Yeah.
No, moving to the country.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know that song, don't you?
Yeah.
No.
Gonna grow
no.
a lot of peaches.
Moving to the country, going to eat me a lot of peaches. Early 90s, I do believe.
No, so I mean, it's going in the U-Pick itself. We're picking the blue crop. They're beautiful. People need to get out there within the next 10 days and get to harvesting, picking, or buy already picked. But it's really fun out there. We got it set up with the playground and bags.
Cornhole, yep. And we just had our first vendor there, Connie Hollis.
Yep, with the popcorn.
With the popcorn, that went over great. Yep. Yes. So.
That was the Presidents of the United States. I had to look that one
oh,
up.
Oh, there you
yes.
go.
Oh, nice. The song?
The song, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right, we still got a couple minutes left here. You guys want to talk about the store, or is there anything you want to talk about in the fields?
Well, okay, let's talk about, you know, we talked about the U-Pick because that's really where we've been having a lot of activity. However, not to take away from the retail location. I mean, that place is
busy.
Busy. I mean,
if you go in and are looking around or like, I thought they got new stock, we might have sold out and we are replenishing. We've already
more
reordered.
Times over. Yeah. It's going great down there.
Have you gotten a little behind on stock because a little unanticipated?
Yes.
A little more sales than normal?
And I wish we would have bought more the first time because now some things we can't even get.
Yeah. That's what happens when you go thinking budget conscious or let's just say cheap. I don't think you're probably cheap, but you do. I mean, you would look at it.
You don't know what to plan for.
You don't know what to plan for. And of course, usually the more you buy, the cheaper you get it for. Yeah. And there's a delicate balance because when you buy way more, you don't want it sitting around. For some things you can't have sitting around until the next year.
Yeah, well, and you're not sure what they're really going to buy.
Right. Well, you don't know what's going to be the hot thing. Like this shirt that I got on. No, the listeners, of course, can't see it. But it's blueberry and strawberry inspired print material. And they're just as comfortable as can be. And they're adorable. And you can get them downtown at the retail location.
I think that looks very nice on you.
Thanks.
I don't know if I could pull off the blueberries and strawberry.
I think it is
look.
A unisex shirt.
It is a unisex
shirt.
How many fellas are buying that?
Well, we just put them in stock.
Okay.
So
we'll
ask
let
me next
know.
Week.
We'll
leave
you in
ask
a couple weeks.
Week.
Or maybe end of the summer, keep a tally and we'll ask about
it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm bringing you one now.
It's a little fruity.
I'm bringing you one now. I'm going to bring you one now.
All right. Well, maybe I'll wear that. That's the kind of thing that maybe you can wear on stage if you're singing a song. It would be a good thing for that. That's
what, Blueberry Hill?
Well, any song, because then you're an artist and you've got a crazy art.
There you go.
Or you're an announcer at something like a radio show or something.
Yeah, or a big festival or something like that.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, we should maybe next segment we could talk a little bit about that.
You want to talk about that?
I think we should
talk
about
the first annual Ram Salute.
I think it's a great topic.
Tickets are still on sale at ramsalute.com, and you can get them. And we would love to see you there. But we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Shelly Hartman, Hillary Fisher here in the studio. Only two chicks today here.
Only two
this
chicks.
Morning, but
the cook chick had the ask
right.
for the night off.
But these are two wonderful chicks, so
yeah,
we're all good. Any other time, if I was calling you guys chicks, so we'd probably have haters calling. And you can't talk to women that way. But no, ha ha ha. These are chicks. They're blueberry chicks. So
that's right.
And I don't think we have any haters out there.
No.
Well, there's
no.
Oh, well, yes.
Oh, wait,
I mean, for us.
For us. I'm sure I've got one or two.
What I understand.
There's got to be some people that go, ugh, blueberries, and they'd probably do that, ugh, real estate time.
No, I don't think
so. Or they go,
so.
Ugh, Rob's talking, or whatever it might be.
maybe that. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, Rob.
No worries, but August 26th, out at Lake Arvesta, the first annual Ram Salute, which all three of us in this room, Hillary, Shelley, and myself, are on the committee putting this together with Brian DeBest, Angel Gallegos Dickerson, and Laura Russin, she's been out beating the pavement looking for sponsorships. And you've been handling some of that stuff too.
Yeah, but my life's been kind of complicated family matters and blueberries.
And blueberries are complicated enough.
Yeah,
and
they
then
are.
When there's then you have family too, and of course that makes everything quite a bit more difficult. But
mom's doing better, so that's what's important.
Yes.
But the salute itself, let's refresh everybody and kind of give them an update.
Yeah. What do you want to say about it?
Well, let's talk about camping.
Go ahead.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to be there and you want to have a couple of drinks, by all means, get a camping site.
Right.
Yep. Definitely.
Or a designated driver for sure. But yeah, yes. A camping site's great.
Yeah, because they're going
to
have camping
like to
right there.
And
the
if you want to go on a lower budget, you can actually just go back to your camper, have your lunch, your dinner.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and if you are coming into town, you're hearing this from out of town, you're not getting a hotel room here in South Carolina.
Correct. Right.
The town's booked.
Yep. Town is
booked. So, knowing somebody obviously is a good thing to do, but the camping is a very good thing to do. If you go to ramsalute.com, you can check that out. They're $45 for a night. They have electric.
You hook up full.
Yeah.
Hookup.
And who knows, if you are a tent person, they may be able to throw you a tent rate.
Yeah.
And,
I think it depends on what you need.
Yeah. But that's, I think the $45 is for a big one if you're bringing an RV or something,
camper. Yeah, because remember, we're going to be parking at the
Flywheelers.
We're
going to park there, and you're going to come in off, what is that? Is that 66th Street? Is that what that is? Right there where Fiddleman's used to be?
Yeah, I think we'll go with that.
Yeah, so you're going to come in off of, that's where you're going to come in for the Flywheelers. You go in the Flywheelers.
Yeah.
You park there, and then they will go to the little booth where you'll check in.
Get
your wristband, and then the trolley will pick you up and bring you to the island.
Yes, because we're not going to have any vehicles, automobiles over at the island. We want it to be, musically filled with people and music. That's something, the vendors.
Yes, and I was about to say that, too, that the vendors, there may be a few cars tucked in there because we'll have to have, vendors will need to be able to keep some of their stuff in their cars and have it close. But we are opening it up to vendors. And if anybody
wants
to get in touch with us, you can do it through the ramsalute.com. I think what we're doing is $350 10x10.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you electric and all those other things, but you have to bring your own tent and, of course, all your own stuff. But we're also having a second level, which is the $350 a vendor plus level, which if you become a vendor at $500, you get to, we'll do a call to the radio show for this show and talk about you. Of course, great things, we'll say.
Yes, of course.
And then you will also get to,
be announced on stage.
During the day when we make announcements, which we're going to be making announcements between every band, we'll say, hey, go out there and check them out over there. And, of course, then we'll put your logo on our website.
That's cool. I think it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Because the people will be looking out there for vendors and things to buy. So get a hold of us and if you want to have a booth. I know the other thing, I was talking to Nate Barnes the other day. He's going to have a merch area for his stuff. So that'd be fun.
Does he know it's going to cost him $350?
Oh, he's probably... I'll let you tell him.
I think we'll let Nate have his vendor booth. Yeah. And that also goes for all of the acts. If they want to have a booth and sell CDs or their T-shirts or whatever
it's
it may be.
It's part of their... they can do it. It'll be fun, I think. And so we have the vendors, which is something we added on there. We're going to have, of course, it's an adult celebration.
Yep.
21 and over, because they're going to have... adult beverages, and then they'll have food, like different options for food.
Mm-hmm.
So
that menu is still being worked on.
Oh, I can't wait.
Did we come up with the Ram Slam drink?
The Ram Slam drink. I haven't.
I think we need to.
I think that should be a sponsored drink by the Blueberry Store.
All right.
Blueberry drink.
Yeah, of course it will then. Of course.
Yeah, if we're sponsoring, blueberry.
Yeah, exactly. A blueberry inspired drink. But they are making some good adult beverage blueberry drinks. So maybe that could be a possibility.
Okay. All right. So the bands that we're going to have, let's just start quickly at the beginning, because we have a couple minutes left in this segment.
Yeah.
Is the gates are going to open at noon. And at that time, that's when there'll be the Black River Band will be playing as people are coming in. There'll be a little break. Jim McLuhan will be there to sing God Bless America, kick everything off. We're still kind of tinkering with the karaoke breaks and what we might do.
Yeah.
Because we kind of got a different shuffle because they wanted to have him play at 9 and only go for 75 minutes. So we had a little reshuffle here. And then Basement Superheroes, which would be the South Haven All-Star Band, which is about 25 people.
Oh, my gosh.
From graduates and from the area that are going to be participating in that.
Yes.
And then there'll be a break, karaoke or whatever it may be. And then the Basement Superheroes, Troy Stansberry, who's a graduate of 1987. His band will be playing, and then there'll be a break with other stuff happening in the middle. And then Mike Andrews, class of 1990, is bringing his band up from Chattanooga.
Awesome.
So, and then another little break there. And I think when I say these little breaks, there is going to be some cool entertainment in there, I do believe.
Right.
Then, of course, activities throughout the day. And then at 9 o'clock, Nate is going to... he doesn't really end the night because it's going to go a little past him, but his big show starts at 9, and he's going to go till 10:15, and then after that, we're going to go for like another hour and 45 minutes with karaoke, and people want to hang, a little after party, and have a couple cocktails, and sing a song.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Well, and actually, how many times can you say you went to a class reunion and had your kids there?
Yeah.
I mean, or your parents.
Now that we're old enough for our kids to be
over
21.
Or your kids.
Or your grandkids.
Yeah.
Well, whatever the case may be. Yeah.
We'll discuss that a little bit more, but we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more Ram Salute and then maybe some blueberry stuff.
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'm Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year and our store has been restocked and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by at Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelley Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Get your tickets now to the only event of its kind. The first annual Ram Salute is a music festival class reunion celebrating the graduates of South Haven High School. On August 26th at Lake Arvesta Farms, this over 21 event will be on an island. Yes, you heard it, an island. Five bands featuring headliner Nate Barnes will rock you all day and into the night. Go to ramsalute.com for tickets before they are all gone and you are sad. That's ramsalute.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to senior services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Hillary Fisher and Shelly Hartman here in the studio. And over the break, where Hillary was saying how her stomach was rumbling, and I'm like, and I said, well, that's because we would normally be eating right
yes.
about now, and
blueberry chick
yes,
treat,
and we've been trained that it, that this
Thursday
is the time that we start
time.
To eat.
Yeah,
well, Thursday,
exactly.
yeah, well, yep. All right, well, Shelly, we do pre-record this show, so we'll make sure that we let everybody know that because we're all too lazy to get up at 6:30.
No, we're five. Just busy.
No,
yeah.
wait, oh, Rob's too lazy to get
yeah.
up.
We're just
anymore.
Busy.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry,
sorry,
it has nothing to do with you guys.
It does spoil it for people. Oh, but we do appreciate the listeners
we
on
do.
Saturday morning. And a shout
yeah,
out
sure.
to all of them. And, you know, my buddy Henry, he's always listening out there. So, and everybody else, yeah. we really do appreciate it. And, you know, it's important in a local community. And, you know, we talk about, you know, this Ram salute and, you know, trying to keep it local, which that
right.
has been kind of a little bit of discussion.
Yep.
Let's just get it out there.
I'll say it. If we don't sell enough tickets to pay our bills, we're opening this to the public.
We have to. Like, it's
yeah.
not really an option. Like,
yeah.
all the thousands of people that's graduated from the Elsie Moore High School, you'd think we'd have a little better,
yeah.
you know, buy-in with ticket sales and things.
Yeah.
So
it's, no, that,
we're
and that's
trying.
A, that's
we're
exactly what we're working at
pavement.
Is keeping it for our people. Laura Russin is out there
she sure
knocking
is.
It out
Bless
of the park
her heart.
Right now.
Yeah.
And if we get the hybrid of enough sponsorships and enough ticket sales,
then
all
great.
Is good.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, we really would like to make some money because we want to give some back to
that's the goal.
To, some of the programs at the school and the YDC PAL.
Well,
that's
and I'm glad
right.
you brought that up because a lot of people don't realize that or didn't realize that.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it is good to know that, you know, if there is money left over, it will go back into
yeah.
the community.
Into the school.
Yeah.
yeah.
For programs that may need some financial assistance, a little
yeah.
kick, you
yeah,
know?
That's right. We've already picked them, and I don't remember all of them and off my memory, but I would say Brian chose, like, the garden club because they have a garden thing that's kind of coming
yeah.
back up. I am all for doing a teacher's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
were
robotics,
equestrian.
Do you remember what Laura?
I think band. Was she band?
Something changed. Something had changed. So I don't want to speak
oh,
for her
yeah,
at
okay.
this point. And Angel, her portion would go to YDC PAL.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all for kids.
Yeah, it
yeah.
is. Like that's what this whole thing is.
We don't
about.
Want any at the first annual Ram salute, but it's all.
For we're doing it for them.
Forward, yes, in spite of them.
No, I think Brian and his team out there are doing a really good job and, you know, getting everything set up. If you've been ever been out there to Lake Arvesta, the island portion of it is absolutely gorgeous. It's going to
yeah.
be a great place, a great venue for the concerts and just the, you know, just all around going to be a great time.
Yeah, and of course you can check us out on Facebook, First Annual Ram Salute. There's a Facebook page. My page, Rob Bird, and, you know, the radio show page, we put it up. Try to put all those graphics that we make up, the promotions
yeah.
on all those. So
no, it's good. And, you know, back to the community and buy local, you know, this is the time of year when we're supporting our local farmers, farmers markets, U-Picks. You know, we invite anyone to make it on out to True Blue to the U-Pick and or the blueberry store downtown, the warehouse. I mean, we,
mm-hmm.
we want those blueberries off of the bushes and into people's mouths and
off
their
the
stomach.
Bushes and into the tushes.
That's right.
Well, around
oh
about.
Oh, my
to
gosh.
The end about to the tushes.
Oh, my God. I'm not putting that on a
no.
T-shirt, Rob.
Now, that's a wonderful T-shirt.
Yeah. Oh,
and
my
gosh. Speaking of that, and I might discuss it a little later on the show, I thought that I found the funniest news song would be, I left my cocaine in the White House.
Oh, okay.
Not a funny song? I just totally changed my... I think that would be a fun parody of a song.
I have to hear it, I think. Yeah. I have to hear it, I think.
Yeah.
Well, was it a musician that left their cocaine in the White House?
Well, they just, I think, being that today is Thursday, we pre-record the show, just today they closed the case. And they have no culprits. They don't know who it was. The most secure location on the face of Earth, above ground. They just have no idea what's going
on there. Which is a great segue into the security and the volunteer programs available that we're going to have offered.
That's why I said something about leaving your cocaine at the White House.
Yes,
there you go.
Because we are going to have security. We do have opportunities for volunteers out there. So if you want to volunteer, you get...
You get a shirt. And it's only is it a 3 or 4 hour shift?
Four hour
shift. You get a meal. You get a shirt and a general admission ticket to spend the rest of the day there.
Yeah, for 4 hours.
For 4 hours.
And you get to work with us.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How lucky would you be?
Yeah. That is amazing.
Yes. So,
and we do have a good group of volunteers. Honestly, though, we only need so many. So if you want to volunteer...
We're about halfway there for what we need.
Come on.
Yeah. And if you do want to volunteer, you can go to the website, same thing, ramsalute.com. And if you go scroll down a little bit, you'll see some of volunteers. Mm-hmm. There'll be a button which will send an email directly to Angel Gallegos Dickerson, who is handling the volunteers.
Yeah. And I had some reach out to me, and we pointed them in that direction. So they were super excited to be able to be part of it, and they wanted to help in any way they could. Now that's community spirit.
Yeah.
That's the Ram spirit.
Are we gonna have merch there? Are we selling anything?
Yeah. What are we selling there, Rob?
We're gonna have shirts.
And
the plan is to have some koozies and probably some commemorative posters.
Yes. So we did get to see those posters.
Yeah.
And they look really good.
Yeah. So no, there's this is 40 from this. Let's just admit one more time that we pre-record the show on Thursdays. But from today on Thursday, it's like 44 days. I couldn't do that 2 days of crack math, which would be 42 days if it were Saturday.
Yeah.
But today, Saturday, when you're hearing this, the Basement Superheroes, one of the bands that will be performing at the first annual Ram Salute, will be out at Lake Arvesta from 6 to 9 p.m.
How fun.
And that's open to the public.
Yeah, that's open to the public. Yep.
That's
you can get dinner, have cocktails.
Oh, and the food out there is amazing.
It's good food, and you can have as many cocktails as you would like. As we would always say, find a driver or an Uber. Do we still have one in town? Lyft?
I don't know.
Well, either way.
Ask a friend.
Someone will always be willing to get you home.
Yeah, that's right. They will be, because that's the true South Haven spirit.
That is. Would you find that in the big city? Maybe. But you know here, someone's going to help you out.
They always have. That's one thing. I think that's why people, when they move away and then they come back for a visit, they're so happy because they feel at home because of... that very same philosophy and people helping each other.
Well, hopefully we'll have a lot of people feeling that feeling when they come to the first annual Ram Salute on August 26th.
Yes.
Gates open at noon. And camp, have fun, and, come show your support for what we're doing. And next year it might just be bigger and better.
All right. Let's hope so. And then, don't forget on Sunday, then, if you want to make another fun day out of things, you can come out to the U-Pick and pick blueberries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
or
right.
Or you can go
You know
to
what?
Support.
If you keep maybe something from the...
I'll bring it out there.
We'll give you a discount.
Absolutely. Okay. I love it.
Well, you heard it here on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Yeah.
Ladies, this is it for our time.
Well, it was fun.
It always
missed
is.
Missed the food, but it was fun.
All right. Well, this is Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and we'll see you guys next week. This is the Blueberry Chicks and the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.